Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's time to doom scroll with Slim Fast.
What you don't know could kill you.
Murder hornets.
Herpes infected monkeys.
This is Headlines on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo!
Yo!
What's going on?
All right, well, Trump says he's ready to be arrested. And contrary to those photos that you've seen online.
Then why just throw it out there?
Yeah, I mean, you've kind of
nothing's happened
to
him.
Looking over your shoulders
right?
For a while. No, but there's a lot of photos that
and people are saying they don't know if it's going to happen or not, so you just kind of throw it out there. I think he thinks if he gets arrested, it's good for him.
Well, that's what he says, basically.
I think people will be like, once again, they're trying to silence the Messiah.
Yeah.
In New York City, former President Donald Trump's legal future is in the hands of a grand jury set to reconvene today on the verge of an historic decision, weighing whether to indict the former president for his alleged effort to keep an extramarital affair a secret by paying hush money to adult film actress Stormy Daniels. Ahead of a possible indictment, law enforcement officials are bracing for protests, stepping up security. Former President Trump also preparing for the optics of a potential indictment. The New York Times, citing friends and associates, says he is ready and welcomes the idea of a perp walk and even, quote, mused openly about whether he should smile for the assembled media, adding that he has pondered how the public would react and is said to have described the potential spectacle as a fun experience.
So have you seen what artificial intelligence has come up with as far as
the spectacle? I did see the pictures of him, yeah.
Yeah.
Elliot, I don't think it'll look like that.
Elliot Higgins, the founder and director of Bellingcat, which is an investigative journalist website, he tweeted these photos that were – have you seen him, Snow Cone? Trump, you know, getting in a fight with police, being dragged down on the streets.
Yeah,
there's even pictures of him in the yellow jumpsuit.
Mm-hmm.
I saw someone had some pictures of him at McDonald's in the yellow jumpsuit, sitting down, looking like he was crying. People are very worried about about AI generated photos, which we've already had Photoshop, right? So I guess this makes it a little bit easier, if I'm understanding correctly, that you don't have to sit there and be a Photoshop expert to do it.
Yeah.
But there's also apparently a lot of deep fake voices that are really popular online now. Have you seen this? And you can get there's audio of Joe Biden, Joe Rogan, all kinds of celebrities online of them say it sounds totally real of them saying things that they did not say, and you know. As always, with new technology, people say we should be worried. It is a little scary, but I'm also getting a little bit older. So technology is going to start to scare me a little bit more when you start having deep fake videos.
You can't set your timer on your VCR, Slim Fast.
Yeah, I'm a little scared. You know, how do we prevent somebody from saying that they want to start a war and it's not really them and we just thought it was them and it was somebody else trying to start the war?
We have the actual president come on TV and say, that's not me.
Right. But what about in the other country?
They have that president come on TV or call the other president and be like, that's not me. We've had people who can do impersonations since Dick Van Dyke was born. I mean, apparently he's 1,000.
Well, why couldn't
he have done it? There could have been 1,000,000 people in their basement who can sound like President Biden and they could have put a tape out.
Well, now it doesn't matter exactly like them.
Biden would just come out and say, well, you're telling me some of those guys who did impersonations didn't sound exactly like him?
Some of them sound very, very close.
Yeah.
Yes. Did you hear about Dick Van Dyke, your buddy?
I did.
He's
playing that sympathy card.
He's 90, what, 7? What did they say? 94?
1,097, he said.
He's like Jimmy Carter's age. I mean, that's. I thought he was in his 80s. I didn't realize that he was this old. And he's driving still, apparently. And he was driving, and it was raining out, and his car slipped, and he hit a gate, and he was injured when the police got there.
Where was he?
He was, I don't know where. I think, I'm guessing he's California.
How does car slip?
Okay.
How does Clark
said it had been raining because they've had all those storms there. I guess, you know, he's old, not used to rain, all those things.
Hollywood icon Dick Van Dyke crashes his Lexus early this morning while driving in Malibu.
You know, TMZ is reporting the 97-year-old told police his car slid into a gate after losing control on a rain-covered road. Sources tell TMZ Van Dyke was bleeding from the nose and mouth and may have suffered a concussion.
That's me a couple nights a week, at least, bleeding from the nose and mouth. Come on. 97. So, well, that's what you tell people, but, you know, who knows what the actual cause is. Like, I think I got a concussion. I think that's what it is. 97 years old, still driving. It's not bad. Not too shabby. You said your grandmother lived to be 90-something, right?
99? I don't think she hit triple digits, but
she
close.
Was real close. And did she still drive in the end?
Up until, like, the last year, maybe.
Okay. That's the thing that would
suck. She would go to Wendy's to get a Frosty.
And drive herself there?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's... And now you got Uber, and hopefully, you know, that technology will only get better with autonomous driving and everything, but the idea of losing that...
Well, she also lived in Fort Myers, Florida.
Well, that helps, too.
Just 1,000 old people driving around.
Yeah. Yeah, and if you're close to stuff, that helps. You know, if you live out in the suburbs, wherever, you're getting older, and now suddenly you can't get to the grocery store. I always thought it'd be a terrible thing to have to tell a parent.
Well, that's the worst place in the world to drive. I know people are like, oh, fast, and, you know, all these cities where people drive fast and they're aggressive. And no, South Florida, and me living there, it's just the people who, they're literally going 10 miles an hour and they don't know where they're going.
And there's people flying around them going 120. It's like just, you know.
Right. Well, I didn't see a lot of 120 in Fort Myers. Mostly.
Well, I'm just talking on the interstate. Once you get on the interstate.
90 driving at 10 miles an hour around that town.
And I'm guessing they stay off
where
the
they are and who they are.
Yeah. Well, you
can just
imagine.
Making a left right into your car. Like, damn. And they just, you know, they all got money, so they're insured.
Sure.
They don't care.
And no one's going to tell them to stop
driving.
And
the cops come up and they're like, yeah, I don't know. She's 100.
Right.
Everyone here is 100.
They never tell people to stop driving. The kids don't want to, because if your kids do it, then they have to figure out a way to get you around, right?
Right.
So no one wants to take their
parents. I know that after she got to a certain age, she had to go back and get her license every year. They wouldn't do it every 4 years anymore.
That's the thing?
Yeah.
I hear people talk about that all the time. Should this be a thing where they have to get retested?
She at least said that to me.
Oh, that makes sense, because how long is your driver's license go to here? Like 5, 6
Mine's
years
forever.
Or something?
I don't know.
It seems like it's a long time. And I think when you go
I just had to go get my new one last year, and I think, you know.
And what'd you do?
It was so long ago, it was like, my God.
Right, and what'd you do?
It was like one of those things when I first got it, was I thought, well, there's no way I'll ever live here when this thing expires.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, dude.
I might not be alive. That's right. I'm like, well, this will be good for
the rest
of my
life. Before Seattle.
Yeah. And then when you go to get it, because I got mine like a couple years ago, but I don't remember. I think you do an eye test. You don't take a driver's test again, obviously. You just, I think maybe you update your information. You got your, you know, letters, you got to have something that came in the mail to prove your address, and then I think maybe you got to look in that thing and show them that you can see, but I'm not positive.
I don't think I did that.
You might only have to do that the first time.
I think I had to bring my old, I think I just had to bring my old ID.
If your old one's not expired, it makes things a lot easier.
You have 90 days after it's expired. That's exactly what it is.
Okay. So
I had like 10 days left. I brought my old ID in, and the guy, I handed it to him, and he did it. He may have made me look. No, I don't think so. I just went up to the counter, so I can't imagine he had the thing.
Yeah, I can't.
Behind there, and then I went over there, took my picture, and gave it to me. That was it.
I know. I looked in the thing for the driver's test.
I think he just said you were driving. I said no.
Yeah, I don't think they make you look.
But I think if you let it expire, then you have to do everything again.
Well, so mine was expired, but all I had to do was prove my address. I didn't have to take any driving tests or anything like that.
So what it said to mine, that's why I went that day, because I really had like 10 days left. And they said, if you come in here and it's expired over 90 days, then you got to do the driving test, the eye exam, you got to do everything. But as long as you do it within the 90 days of expiration, then you're good.
I had to have a birth certificate, social security card, and 2 pieces of mail.
Because yours was expired.
Because it was expired. Right. But there was no driver's test or anything. It was just I had to prove where I lived and, you know, have something that wasn't expired.
All of that, if mine was expired, I had to go do. That's why I didn't do it.
Makes sense that when you're older that they would say, hey, we're gonna check in on you more than every 7 years or whatever it is. But I didn't know that that was a thing. And if it was going to be a thing, of course, it'd be in Florida. Now, Laszlo says he hates Dick Van Dyke. He doesn't actually hate Dick Van Dyke.
What?
And he's not wishing him
any ill. Don't put words in my mouth.
You're not actually
wishing him. Look, I hate Dick Van Dyke. I hate him. I hate everything about him. I hate what he stands for. But I don't... It's one of those things. I don't wish for him to be bleeding from the mouth at 97.
I wish I knew what he
stands
for.
But I hate him.
What does he stand for?
The barbershop... Barbershop Quartet.
That stuff is, yeah.
All that stuff. Like, that just,
Did you watch this show when you were a kid? Schmaltzy,
dumb stuff. Everything like, oh, look at me. And then, you know,
he's
they got
a different era.
He's like 95 and he's like eating dinner and they're like, hey, you're Dick Van Dyke. He's like, not only am I Dick Van Dyke, here's my buddies. And they start singing songs from the 20s. I'm like, get out of this restaurant. I hate you.
He's old.
He is the personification of human pizza party.
No.
Yes, he is.
Totally
he is
different.
A human pizza party.
No. He's just
people
old.
Who like him are
because he's
simpletons.
Wholesome?
Yes. They're simpletons, and they're like barbershop quartet.
They came from a time when that's all that was allowed on TV. You know, Dick Van Dyke
came from a time when
your company
let you wear Hawaiian shirts. It was all great. He's a Hawaiian shirt. That's what he is. I hate him.
He does. He did New Dinner, or what do they call them? The dinner theaters,
I'm
right?
Sure
didn't
he
do that? I feel like I remember seeing those commercials. You guys ever been to one of those? You have? Who'd you
exactly,
go to
Drew.
A
long time ago.
Okay.
Drew from Twitch said, you say like hello, and he gets up and starts doing a little soft shoe for you.
Well, not today,
like,
apparently.
Get the hell out of here.
Snowcomb, what would
but
you
But again,
say?
I want to say that on this day, I don't wish him ill will. I just hate him.
Right, you dislike him.
No,
and,
I hate
and the,
him.
And the brother, right?
Yeah, both. I don't know, the same both. People.
If Snowcomb, if you bought tickets for a dinner theater and surprised your girlfriend with it, what do you think she would say? Think she'd be excited? Do you
Yikes.
Think she'd be like, I did, don't want to do this? No,
I don't
she wouldn't
think so.
It's sweet. Maybe I mean she'd think it's
Where
odd.
Where is that new dinner theater?
Well, there was one over by your house.
I've never
I
been there.
There. I don't
it's
know if it's still
Metcalf.
There. Yeah, over by
it
the.
I've never seen it. I drive. I'm the mayor of Metcalf. I've never seen it.
You know
it's
the
like
Italian
in the back
buffet
of something.
Is? Yeah,
it's in the back of Metcalf.
You know where the Italian.
Look, I'm
buffet
the goddamn
is.
Mayor of Metcalf. I've never seen it.
It was. I don't.
I'm going to check their license.
But it was over there, like across from the Walmart neighborhood.
Shut that place down.
I think
no, I'm going to go one time. I mean, as the mayor of Metcalf, I need to go.
You should go.
So somebody tell
somebody
me
exciting.
Where it is.
Wait for somebody exciting that you want to see.
What's it behind on Metcalf?
It's like over there by the Italian buffet.
It's by like the Office Depot over there.
Office Depot?
Like 95th and Metcalf.
Over by...
There's an Office Depot there.
Over
Home
by
Depot?
Like,
or Office Max,
he's thinking of the computer place, Micro Center, right?
Yeah.
Oh,
there might be an Office Max there, too, actually. I don't know.
Yeah, it's like
there's
like
a rally
that.
House. So we're kind of behind that. It's kind of close,
it's
I thought.
Behind
yeah,
Micro
it's,
Center?
It's not really on Metcalf. You have to go
where
down
Whole
just a
Foods
little bit.
Used to be?
I'm not sure. Yeah, that area. But I don't know if it's still there. I honestly don't know if it's still there. It's been years. But, my parents were old, so I went to that thing a couple times. Plus, we had to go support Ann B. Davis. When she was in town, of course. So, saw every.
Well, somebody tell me the next one. I'm going to take my kids. I'm going to make them go.
I'll look it up. I'm going to get you tickets.
I'm really going to go. I'm going to take my kids.
I would love to know how they react to this.
Well, they went to Broadway. I'm sure they'll like it.
Well, and hey, with this, there's food. It's like going to a movie and, you know, they serve food. It's not all bad. Says it's still open. I'm going to find a schedule and find you something
Please.
Good.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Yo.
What are you doing?
I'm buying you tickets for. The dinner theater.
What are we going to see?
Dream Girls.
What's that about?
It's what was that girl from American Idol, and then she did
Jennifer
that movie
Hudson,
with
I think?
Jennifer Hudson. Yeah,
she's in it.
No. But you know, it's based on that thing that she did. I think isn't that what Dream Girls was with wasn't Eddie Murphy in that? So it's between that or some sort of quartet thing. And you just said literally a few minutes ago that you don't like quartets. So I figured you'd rather see Dream Girls. Looks like
where's the schedule?
Looks like for not the best tickets, but pretty good tickets, going to cost $45. Can't find the dinner prices. I don't know if that includes your food or not. Don't forget you'll have
what
to get
what about Condomonium?
Stuff. Yeah, I don't know. I don't see that on
starring
the actual
Barry
schedule.
Williams.
Yeah, that's what they're promoting on the front page. But
February 8th to April 16th.
Oh, so that's what's currently going on. All right. I went for upcoming tickets, buy tickets, and these were the two shows that came up were Million Dollar Quartet and Dream Girls. Well, then go see
Well, hey, Million Dollar Quartet... This is the show our audience insisted we bring back.
They begged.
All the excitement, all the energy, all the thrills of watching the birth of rock and roll. I like rock and roll.
Mm-hmm.
Once the live band on stage kicks in, sitting still is nearly impossible. Oh, there's going to be dancing.
Well, yeah.
This thrilling smash hit Broadway musical takes you inside. Oh, Sun Recording Studios. I like Sun Recording Studios.
So? Go see Elvis in person.
Elvis Presley, Johnny Cash, Jerry Lee Lewis, and Carl Perkins.
Well, maybe that's the one for you then. I mean, it is the one that fans insisted they brought back. They didn't request. I remember that. It was a big deal. People were protesting. And they said, we want the Million Dollar Quartet back. And so here it is by popular demand. That guy looks like Elvis. I don't know if he's the one who's actually in the show or not.
So if I'm correct about this, Condomonium, starring Barry Williams, is running from February 8th to April 16th.
Okay.
Does that mean Barry Williams is in Kansas City
yeah.
right now?
Yeah.
He just lives here somewhere on Metcalf?
That's how I hung out with
Andy Davis
for so long, because she was in town to do one of these shows. And
so
I don't
Barry
know how
Williams is here.
But...
is he like living with Willie Ames or something?
I don't know. I'm trying to think where Andy Davis stayed.
She stayed with you.
Well, she came over a lot, but she didn't stay there. We had a friend that went to church with him.
Did you ever kiss her?
He was a local actor. No, I didn't kiss her.
I'm just asking. It's worth asking.
I was a child.
It's still worth asking.
No, it's not. That's a ridiculous question.
Well, no, like if you're a teenager, you know, maybe you sneak in just a little kiss. A little kissy kiss. Did she have a kiss
for
you goodnight
Alice
or something?
From
like
the Brady Bunch? No, she didn't do that. I did accidentally break the news to her, though, that she wasn't going to be in the Brady Bunch sequel, and that. I was a little bit uncomfortable. I was like, all right, well, I'm just going to walk away. But yeah, I think she was here for like a couple months. So I guess Barry Williams is here. He's probably been on someone's show. Someone who has a producer and knows how to get guests like Barry Williams. Hell, maybe we could get him to sit down with us for 3 hours and do a long-form podcast. Love to know more about Barry Williams.
Well, you know what? You say that, and it sounds like in jest. But I bet... if Barry Williams really sat down and was open and honest, I'm not sure if he would be. I've never met the guy. But I bet you there are Brady Bunch stories of sex and drugs and rock. I mean, he was in one of the... it was a teenager show. But that was a really, for that time, a coming-of-age show.
And it was hugely popular.
In the 70s.
Right.
Like, everybody was drinking and banging and doing drugs. And he was the coolest guy on TV. I guarantee you there's sex, drugs, and rock and roll story behind that.
Of course.
And I'd love to talk to him.
It's just, you know, how much can we get him to open up?
Well, that's it. You just have
to
ask him. If you get in touch with him, just be like, hey, the guys want to talk about 70s partying.
Yeah.
And what's the difference between 70s partying and 2023 New Dinner Theater?
Yeah.
Right? Like, really?
I'm sure it's a little different.
I'm sure it's different, but I'm sure has he grown with his audience? Or is he like, I just do this because, you know, it pays the bills and it's cool. Or is he like, I wish this was more like the Brady Bunch?
And that question somewhere in the interview, you know, when did you realize, what was your low point? You know, when did you
look around?
God, I don't know if you had one. You know what I mean?
Right.
But when you're a celebrity and you're young and everyone has a low point. And usually it's something fairly interesting. Like stuff as we mere mortals would never understand.
Exactly. And he's probably, you know, I do the interview without him. I'm guessing he's, you know... a prisoner of his own success back then.
Of course.
Right? Like, you're Greg
Anyone
Brady, man.
Young, yes.
So, you know what? You got out of, I mean, take the same. Scott Baio, Willie Ames, like I said.
Corey Feldman we've had
all
on.
These people, you know, you get done being this iconic human being that everybody knows, and then you're like, hey, I'd like to do a serious role with Scorsese. And Scorsese's like, Greg Brady?
Right.
I'm good, right? Like, the only chance you have... is Tarantino being like,
I'll bring you back.
Right, I'm going to bring back Greg Brady.
And a cameo.
He's going to be a killer, right?
Movies.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's it.
And he's done it. That's the only chance. Tarantino's the guy who's done that.
Yep.
Everybody else is like, man,
you're doing dinner theater. That's what you're doing. You're doing dinner theater.
If I was one of those guys, if I were him, my phone would be calling Tarantino all the time.
I'm sure.
But dude, just put me in the Hollywood movie. I was in Hollywood in the 70s.
Right.
Drive by the Brady Bunch house. Like, why not? Like, I was there. You weren't. I could tell you everything about it.
Well, if he's listening, which I would assume he is if he's in town, stop by. We'd love to talk about Condomonium.
And if anybody's, you know, maybe people work at the New Dinner Theater with him. We'd love to talk to Barry Williams.
Yeah.
Is that his name?
Yes. Barry Williams. Yes. Condomonium starring Barry Williams. It's got Busting Funny.
Starring Barry Williams.
Starring Barry Williams. All right, we'll finish doom scrolling here in a second.
The Church of Laszlo.
It's time to doom scroll with Slim Fast.
What you don't know could kill
murder
you.
Murder hornets.
Corpies infected monkeys.
This is Headlines on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo. What's going on?
All right, we are finishing doom scrolling, my man. So, Jack Daniels, you're familiar with the brand?
I sure am.
What about Bad Spaniels?
No.
You know them? This company makes dog toys, right?
Okay.
Squeak toys, specifically. One of them that they make looks like a little Jack Daniels bottle, and it says Bad Spaniels on it, right? And Jack Daniels apparently not real excited about this dog toy. They think it could be misleading.
Okay.
So there's been some back and forth. And you would think, like, well, this isn't exactly a case for the Supreme Court. But just so happens that it is a case for the Supreme Court. And the Supreme Court has been hearing about Jack Daniels versus Bad Spaniels and what this will say about trademark infringement versus the rights to free speech. In my mind, I know there's parody laws, right, and that we see stuff, products even parodied all the time. I just thought that was like a thing. I don't know anything about how those laws work. I'm not a lawyer.
I don't know, and I'm not a lawyer either, but I have heard some of the business that I've done is that if you parody it, it can't lead someone of normal intelligence to believe that it's the same company or the same product, right, or they're trying to sell the same thing.
Right. That it's obvious.
But I don't know
exactly
how that works because I've always thought that and heard that in any sort of training I've done. But then how did the World Wrestling Federation have to change to the world or from the World Wildlife Entertainment? Clearly to me, yeah, you would know those things aren't the same. An average intelligent person wouldn't think these are the same things.
Maybe just because they both said WWF.
But why?
I don't know. I mean, clearly
that's a copyright infringement.
You can do things like as a joke, right? Like SNL can parody songs. They can parody movies.
As long as people would
actors,
know they're a joke.
Right. And then for products, I assume that it kind of worked the same way. I would not think that this squeaky toy would mislead anyone into thinking it's a bottle of whiskey, but Jack Daniels disagrees.
From beer to whiskey, Jack Daniels has a date with the U.S. Supreme Court later today. Lawyers for the whiskey maker will argue that a dog toy company violated federal trademark law with a product that parodies the company's bottle. Now, Jack Daniels argues that the Bad Spaniels silly squeaker toy made by VIP Products could confuse consumers and damage its reputation. Now, depending on how the Supreme Court rules, the justices could end up stripping away some trademark protection. So we'll see how this all works out.
And then here, I'll show you a picture of them. But besides the fact, setting aside that one's a squeaky toy, I've seen products like this a million times where it's obviously, you know, supposed to look like a Budweiser can or whatever it is.
Well,
but
Tommy
it says,
Hill Jesus t-shirts.
Sure, that kind of stuff.
Mountain
the Christian stuff, yeah. Now, apparently, though, so this went to court, you know, originally, it's gone back and forth. That's how it ended up at the Supreme Court. So you've had some courts that have said, yeah, we're with you, Jack Daniels, and others have said, no, you're allowed to do this parody. But I saw in this article that there are other companies that are supporting Jack Daniels in this, like big companies. Let's see, Nike, Campbell Soup Company, okay, Levi's, American Apparel and Footwear Association. So there's several brands that must think this is an issue. And then I guess if the Supreme Court decides in favor of Jack Daniels, that would mean a lot of changes for all those little parodied toys.
Right, sure.
I mean, it's a perfect example. I would not have been able to think of a better example off the top of my head than a dog squeaky toy. But that's exactly the kind of thing that I expect if I go into a PetSmart to see made
sure
in the likeness, you know, to
somebody
it's
on the
iconic
text line said they have a Maker's Bark.
Okay.
And which it makes complete
might,
sense.
Might even be the same company. I don't know. But no one is going to confuse that this squeaky toy is a bottle of whiskey. So I guess the question is, do they ask if someone might confuse whether or not Jack Daniels made the squeaky toy? Because they're not confusing that it's whiskey.
No.
It doesn't look like whiskey. It's not a bottle. It's a rubber squeaky toy. So is it then just that they're worried that people think the brand is making it? I really don't know, but I think they're hearing that today. I tried to find some updates, and it was just them going back and forth. So I don't know if there's an answer or when we're going to get that answer. We talked earlier today about the World Baseball Classic.
We did.
Isn't that right? Yeah. The big story, I guess, was Mike Trout, right? That was
Shohei Ohtani.
That was the moment the two of them had to face off against each
yep
other, and you know, I'm sure they're friends, right? I'm sure they got over. I'm sure they still.
Well, yeah, but I'm also sure
they're competitive.
Yeah.
Very competitive.
I mean, you want to be the best in the world, right?
Yep. And
here you are with, you know, you got your country on the front of your jersey.
Yep.
And
it all comes down to this.
All comes down to this.
They couldn't have scripted it better, that's for sure. There's no way.
Trout's ready. 3-2. He struck him out! Ohtani strikes out Trout, and Japan's back on top of the baseball world.
Obviously, it didn't come out the way I wanted to. You know, I think as a baseball fan, I think everybody wanted to see it. He won round one. no, it's, you can't take anything away from it. Just to be able to come out of the bullpen, you know, as a starter, and, you know, it's showtime. So hats off to them guys over there. Tough night for us, but we'll be back.
Yeah. All right, so there you
go. He's already said he wants to play in 2026.
Who?
Trout.
Oh, okay.
And a buddy of mine, Matt, texted me. We were asking earlier. It's every 4 years, but it got delayed a year because of COVID.
Okay, but
so then, that's why. So this should have been 2022.
But you said the next one's in
2026.
So they're just going to get back on schedule.
It's every 4 years, right? So it's just delayed a year because of COVID.
Okay. Did you watch the video last night or maybe this morning of Tekashi 6ix9ine getting beat up in the bathroom
of
LA Fitness?
Yeah. First off, I thought he was dead.
It was a bad beating. He looked
bad. I mean, I thought he was dead.
He was dead. You know, I saw people saying that. I think people were confusing him with Extension or whatever.
Okay, that's it. Yes, exactly. There are sixes in the name.
I know it is confusing, especially.
And they both do that kind of same kind of rap, right?
I don't. That part, I don't know how similar they are in style. I don't know. I don't know. But Tekashi is the one who worked with the feds, and you know, quote unquote, snitched or ratted on all those people. That was the big thing.
So now, if you're a fed and you're a rat, you get beat up in the gym.
Well, that's the question.
I can see getting beat up in prison. But
who were these people at this LA Fitness?
That guy was big, man.
In Southern Florida,
that guy who pushed him down was big.
Yeah, and I mean, everyone was speculating that this had something to do with him, you know, working with police when he did in that case. That maybe these guys were somehow connected to that gang. I don't remember the name of that gang that he was a part of. Do you remember the name of Tekashi 6ix9ine's gang that he was a part of?
Oh, like Triple Blood, Triple Blood or something.
Okay, yeah, something like that. I think that's the one. And some of those guys went to prison because
Juice WRLD died, right?
Juice WRLD died, yeah.
I guess I just assumed. Then I saw like there was a documentary on Juice WRLD and someone with six in their name, so I just assumed he was dead. Until I saw the video this morning, I was like, man, I thought that guy was dead.
Extension. How do you say that, Snowcone?
I think it's XXX Tentacion.
Tentacion. That's the guy who got killed in front of that four-wheeler place, right? Or the motorcycle place.
Okay, what about Triple WRLD Smile?
Never heard of him.
What happened to Juice WRLD? Was that drugs?
Yeah.
And then Lil Xan, I assume.
Right, sure.
Right? And then who was the white guy, Mac...
Mac Miller.
Mac Miller. And his
I do like Mac Miller.
His was overdose too, right?
Yeah. You like Mac Miller?
I don't hate him. I don't know a ton about him. I've heard him on a few things. He seems fine. I know Julia, wasn't she like a big fan of his? I think that's what she said. Well, anyway, this video is everywhere of Tekashi, that's who we're talking about now, getting beat up in this bathroom at an LA Fitness. He does stands up.
Tekashi 6ix9ine?
Tekashi 6ix9ine. Is that his name?
That's not.
That's it.
Not Extension.
Right.
Different people.
Yeah. Tekashi 6ix9ine is the one who got beat up. As far as I know, he's still alive. He was alive, sounded like this morning. And I was surprised to see how well he was doing when he walked out of there because there's a guy coming up who's filming. He's like, hey, man, I'm a huge fan. I'm like, of all the times to come up and say, you know, maybe can I get a picture with you
earlier?
Right. You've been standing there like, well, why didn't you help? He's like, yeah, I appreciate it. He's running off. His face is just bloodied and black and blue.
A South Florida gym attack has landed a controversial rapper in a South Florida hospital right now. NBC News obtained a statement for the attorney for Tekashi 6ix9ine, saying in part he was attacked in the sauna part of a gym by four people who beat him up. Police in South Florida called. He was transported via ambulance to a local hospital. Now, he has sold more than 2 million records, but big news when he was granted early release from federal prison after cooperating with authorities to land several of his fellow gang members behind bars.
Now, I assume, is he down there for spring break? Was he performing?
I think he's from there.
Oh, that's where he's from?
I think he's from
there.
Okay. Because I saw there was a lot of stuff going on with spring break and Miami, and they were trying to do
what I remember about him is when he got arrested and then he was going to work with the feds and they released his bank account money.
Yeah,
and PewDiePie did the story on it. It was like, you only got $6 million in your bank account? And I thought that was really funny for a YouTuber to be like, dude.
We thought you were a little richer.
Right, I thought you had my kind of money. My apologies, which I thought was really funny of a way to take it, to think that guy, who was so wildly popular, has nowhere near the amount of money as many YouTubers.
Yeah. I mean, what did they say? He sold millions of records. I don't know. I don't remember how many millions they said. But I don't understand if you're working.
But the record
the feds,
company's got that money.
Yeah, somebody got it. Mm-hmm. But don't you lay low after that, or like go into witness protection program or something?
He's in South Florida. I mean, you got to think like I'm from here. I'm not going to get beat up at the gym.
But it wasn't like his fellow gang members that he was, you know, getting in trouble, ratting on. I don't know, man. Look, by the way, if someone's going to take a deal.
What are you saying, lay low? That means not go work out? Like, I mean, he's saying, like, change your witness protection.
Right, witness protection, which is what I literally said. Or, yeah, I guess change your appearance a little bit and be like, I am not going to hang out in Miami.
He's not going to do witness protection. He's trying to sell albums still.
That's what I don't understand. I feel like that's extremely... you got to be looking over your shoulder constantly, I would think. And I don't know, maybe that story was oversimplified or blown out of proportion. Maybe there's not that many people right. who are furious with him. But at the time, people were like, this dude is going to get killed now. And I thought, well, then he needs to do something because I understand taking the deal.
I just saw an interview where he talks about always having security with him because other rappers, you know, have been killed. So he said he always has security, but they said in the story today he didn't. So I don't know what happened.
Yeah, where were they in that video? They're nowhere around. I mean, I guess they don't follow him into the bathroom at LA Fitness or the sauna.
He's only got $6 million in his account. Maybe he's like, I can't afford security all the time. I bet you full security is expensive, man.
That's what I was thinking.
He said,
like, if you stop, I mean, really, if you stop to think about it, like, I'm going to have full security, maybe one or two guys. You got to be paying those guys. I mean, think just because of pure market value of what a guy who might walk around with Kanye or Jay-Z. Or I don't even know, Lil Wayne, right? Like, what kind of money do they get?
I have no idea.
It's got to be an exorbitant amount that these guys pay him. And if you're trying to pay a guy, what, $500,000 a year? There's two of them, that's $1 million a year. You got $6 million in your bank account. You're not making any more records.
Yeah,
your
I don't know what they get
paid. Security starts to go down low. I mean,
there was something about that guy that was Britney Spears.
I guarantee you Jay-Z pays a lot of money in personal security. Like, more money than most people can think that they could make in a lifetime. I guarantee you he's paying that in months.
Could be. It could
There's
be.
No
I
way.
Don't know. I really have no idea. I mean, I know that you can hire off-duty police officers, and I know that costs anywhere from $100 to a few hundred dollars an hour, right? So you figure if you're getting someone who's former military or a bouncer, whatever, they've got some sort of training that you would think it's going to cost you at least like maybe $100 an hour.
I'm going to have to guess it's more than that if you're really trying to get somebody. Because, again, it's the law of supply and demand. So if you're looking for somebody who's actually going to kick somebody's ass for you and make sure that you're safe, there's not a lot of people out there who do that.
Well, it just said that he didn't have his personal security with him, but that's all I saw. It didn't say that he no longer has personal security. It just said he didn't have him with him. And maybe they don't go into the sauna with you.
And I'm guessing if you're 6'9 and you turned state's evidence, the price of personal security goes up.
That's what I'm saying.
Right?
Yeah.
You're like, yo, that money's more. Now you got to get like mafia type of personal security.
Yes.
And those guys ain't doing it for cheap.
No, that's when you take that $6 million and you buy a house in Idaho and use the rest of it, the $5 million, to build a wall around it.
You're one of those guys and you get called by Kanye or this guy who turns state's evidence. You're like, well, this guy's crazy.
Yes.
All I got to do is grab him and put him in a car. This guy, literally, there's members of a gang who want to kill him. I'm going to have to fight every time we go to the goddamn gym. Kanye doesn't have to fight when he goes to the gym. And the worst person Kanye's going to fight is what? Antonio Brown, maybe, if they get crazy together?
Yeah, they're mostly like, hey, I don't know if you should say that. Well, I guess he doesn't really have anybody doing that either.
No, right. I mean, the security guard doesn't care what he says.
No.
As long as you don't get hurt.
I mean, I guess it does make sense, too, though, that you wouldn't have a security guard in the bathroom with you at the LA Fitness. Maybe you think, like, it looks okay here. They said sauna. It looks like the bathroom to me. It doesn't look like he's getting beat up in a bathroom.
Well, that's what my sauna is in my bathroom.
Looks like a regular big public bathroom, huh?
That's what the sauna is in my gym.
Yeah.
So you go in, there's like a bathroom, then you go through. It's not like right by the toilet. So you go down a little bit, and there's showers, and then you go down a little bit, and there's a sauna.
Yeah. It's
like a giant all-one area type of thing.
Yeah. So if you just see the video, it just looks like he's getting beat up in front of the sinks, you know, in the bathroom.
That's where they shave and stuff.
So did the, you know, those guys are filmed. Were those guys waiting for him, or did they just happen to run into him at an LA Fitness?
I'm positive that guy was in there, and he was
They weren't wearing gym clothes.
So,
oh, I mean, he was. The
were
guy
they staking
him.
Them out?
Oh, were they?
It looks like
it. Looked
it.
To me like he had a black T-shirt on and black.
He had shorts on. Workout
shorts. Yeah, but, again,
I thought he had shorts.
It's Florida,
on.
So you're wearing shorts anyway.
True.
But he looked like he could be working out, at least. He had shorts, and he wasn't, like, dressed up or anything. He had shorts and a T-shirt on. Maybe you're just like, yo. And somebody's like, hey, man, that's this guy. He turned state's evidence on some of our buddies. He's like, you know what? I'm going to punch that rat in the head. Like, what? Like, that's right. Not a thing that's no. Crazy, right?
No, I don't think so either. I think that could
like,
be
not
what
even
it was.
Be in the gang, or you're friends with someone in the gang, or he turned state's evidence on someone we knew in high school, and you're like, you know what? I'm going to kick that kid's ass.
And other rappers are making fun of him today. It's a bad day for Tekashi 6ix9ine. So.
Well, you know, other rappers should slow their roll a little bit.
Well, let's see.
There's
who
only
was
some
it?
Of them that I would actually be scared of. Most of them, you're
Who's
like,
he
okay.
Badass? Chief Keef. Apparently,
I do
he's
like
making
Chief
fun
Keef.
Of him a little bit.
I do. All
so,
right.
Yeah, I don't know.
I would
who
be
is.
A little worried of Chief Keef. If Chief Keef was in here right now, I might not talk a bunch of.
Right? No. Not
I might
at
not
all.
Talk a bunch of. Might ass. Not. So you know, well, you're just saying other rappers. I'm like, who's yelling? Like Lil Yachty or something? Is he yelling at him? I don't know if he's tough or not. But as soon as you said Chief Keef, I was like, oh, you
yeah,
know what?
You know what? Today sucks.
All right,
yeah.
I'll back up, Love Sosa. I'm all right. We're good.
The Church of Laszlo.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.